And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. It is such a delight to be here this Sunday morning with you. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined as always by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
And welcome back, Sally Overmeter. Lovely to see you.
Hello, guys. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Thank you, Sal. Good to see you.
Well, happy last weekend of winter. Spring arrives tomorrow. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, and it brings...
We need a change in the air. Doesn't that bring hope?
And, it really does.
And pollen.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's true. The blossoms, the sunshine, the wind, the pollen, and unfortunately hay fever. What do they call it? Allergic rhinitis.
They do, yes. And footy finals. It brings a lot.
It does bring a lot, but hay fever is not to be sneezed at.
Oh, very
See
good.
What I did? later on, we're going to be talking about what relief might be out there for you if you are a hay fever sufferer. Last week we were learning about ashwagandha. So it's a useful stress relief and useful for numerous other benefits for your body and brain. It's a beautiful herb.
Yes, you just like the sound of it.
I love saying ashwagandha. Mm. I love it. It's something that we may be needing right now, and later on we'll be joined by naturopath Victor Tabala to learn more about ashwagandha. In A to Z of Items, we'll be talking ubiquinol, another great word.
Yes.
But first up, we'll be joined by Professor Bruce Campbell, Chair of the Stroke Foundation Clinical Council. Each year, more than 56,000 Australians have a stroke. That's one stroke every 9 minutes. It's one of our biggest killers and a leading cause of disability. But the good news is more than 80% of strokes can be prevented.
Sure. And we've got to remember that stroke is always a medical emergency, Jo. It's not something that suddenly comes upon you. It needs action straight away. And when you look at stroke risk and how you think, just imagine these things. Imagine waking up one morning and being paralysed on one side of your body. Being able to understand words but unable to speak or to write, to having to relearn how to eat or to dress or to bathe yourself. So your life and your family and friends changes completely. It's incredibly serious.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, my husband, many years ago, I think we were only just married, maybe 6 months married, and he had, it's not technically a stroke, but it's Bell's palsy. Yeah. And it's exactly what you described. So he called, I was at the gym and he called me and he couldn't speak. He was slurring and completely one side of his face had kind of collapsed. And it's exactly as you say, Gerald, you have to learn to, or relearn to eat, to speak, and it's a big deal. And I think it's important that we know the risks and we understand what to look for.
Yes, absolutely. And to act quickly, to be aware of, as you say, what to look for. With Professor Campbell, we will learn how to keep ourselves out of the high-risk category and about the FAST test. That's FAST. Some of us have heard of that before, some haven't. It's really critical in recognising the signs and acting as fast as you can. As always, we'd love to hear from you if you need help with your health today, or call us if you are one of the many thousands of Australians who has had a stroke. What would you like people to know about the after effects of having a stroke? What has that been like for you? Call 131 873. Next, how you can prevent a stroke happening to you. That's here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Omega-3, found in fish oil, maintains general health and well-being, and Nature's Own from Chemist Warehouse offers better value on fish oil than most. Try Nature's Own odourless fish oil 1500 milligrams, which now comes in a 500 capsule value pack. It has 50% more omega-3 per capsule compared to standard 1000 milligram fish oil capsules. The range starts at $24.99. Be body smart with Nature's Own fish oil and be price smart when you get it from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio 100ml for just $99.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Call now 131 873 with questions for your health or specifically about your experience with strokes. Perhaps you've had one or someone that you love dearly has, because National Stroke Week kicks off tomorrow. Strokes are one of our biggest killers and a leading cause of disability. But the good news is more than 80% of strokes can be prevented. And with COVID-19 causing fewer people to call 000 and go to hospital, the message is we need to understand the signs of a stroke, which is where the acronym FAST, F-A-S-T, comes in. To tell us more, we're joined by Professor Bruce Campbell, the Chair of the Stroke Foundation Clinical Council. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Bruce, tell us, can you explain what is a stroke and what are the causes?
The stroke is essentially a plumbing problem in the brain. People know about heart attack being a lack of blood supply to part of the heart muscle, and a stroke is either a lack of blood supply to part of the brain or a burst blood vessel in the brain that's causing bleeding. The most common cause is a blocked blood vessel. So the causes of that really are things that cause a clot to form in your arteries, and the risk factors for that are particularly high blood pressure, which is a difficult one because most people don't know if they have high blood pressure. We can come back to that if you like. Cholesterol, which people know from diet, but it's also a very genetic thing. Diabetes, smoking, of course. And there's also an irregular heart rhythm called atrial fibrillation, or AF, that a lot of people have and don't know about. And particularly as you get older, that's a common cause of stroke, because clot can form in the heart where it's not beating regularly and then flick up to the brain and cause a stroke.
Professor, you mentioned there high blood pressure, and of course that makes you at risk. You mentioned smoking. What else would make you at risk?
So I think, diabetes is something that many people in Australia have, or at least at the early stages of, and are not aware of. So that's something, good glucose control. The smoking, unfortunately, still a decent proportion of our patients smoke, and that's something that is preventable. Very hard to quit, obviously, but well worth doing if it's at all possible. And then I mentioned this irregular heart rhythm, atrial fibrillation, which we're really trying to increase awareness of, because that is a cause of significant major strokes.
Bruce, there was a report released a few days ago showing that in the US, almost a third fewer cases of stroke and mini stroke were seen in US hospitals during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. How can we reassure people that if they suspect a stroke, that it's a medical emergency? Don't wonder what's going to happen next. Just get to a hospital. Where do we go, bearing in mind that there seems to be a drop off of people actually visiting hospitals at the moment?
You're absolutely right. I understand the community concern about the virus, but stroke is a potentially disabling event. And what we've mainly seen is a reduction in people with the milder spectrum of stroke presenting to hospital and TIA, which is a mini stroke where symptoms occur and then get better spontaneously. Yeah. And you might think, well, maybe those people don't need to come to hospital. But really, that milder end of the spectrum is an opportunity to prevent a more severe stroke that may be coming in the next few days. And so we do need people, even if it seems mild, if it seems like it's got better, to come into hospital and get evaluated so that we can put prevention in place.
Sure.
But more severe strokes, obviously, people can't avoid coming to hospital, but then the issue is don't delay.
No.
So we have had people come, but come too late for the therapies which we have, which can really reduce disability.
I do know that time is absolutely critical when it comes to recognising the signs of a stroke. Can you take us through the acronym FAST?
Yes, so F-A-S-T, F stands for face, and is the face droopy? So if you ask someone to smile, is their face smiling symmetrically, or is there a droop on one side? The A stands for arm, so if you hold your arm up against gravity, and if you can't do that and it's drifting down or you can't move it at all, that's clearly weak. And the same would apply to the leg. And stroke can affect either side of the body. There's a common misconception that it might only affect your left side or things like that, but it's either side of the body, usually only one side at a time, arm or leg or face. And then S stands for speech. So is your speech slurred or incomprehensible? And then T, of course, stands for time, because you've got to recognise it and you've got to act. And the action is to call 000. It's not to call your relatives or anyone else on nurse on call. It's straight to 000 to get to hospital so that we can evaluate that, because we do have good treatments that can open blocked arteries and reduce the damage done.
Well, That's excellent. I want to ask you before we finish, Professor, how can people reduce their risk of having a stroke?
Well, I think the first thing is to make sure that you go and see the GP at some stage and get your blood pressure checked. Because as I mentioned, high blood pressure is the biggest risk factor for stroke. And when you have high blood pressure, you actually don't feel unwell. So people, you know, don't recognise it unless it's measured. So you must get blood pressure measured either at your pharmacy or at your GP. Know the numbers. So we want that top number, the systolic blood pressure, of less than 140 generally. So we want people to have good blood pressure control, know their numbers, and then, you know, get a cholesterol check. Make sure that, you know, your cholesterol is not high. Make sure your fasting blood sugar, which is what is a marker of diabetes, is not creeping up. Quit smoking. And then a pulse check. So when the GP is checking the blood pressure, they can also check the irregularity of pulse. And certainly if you notice any irregularity, that needs to be checked, because sometimes that's this atrial fibrillation, which can come and go and be quite tricky to catch. And when the heart's not beating regularly, it allows clot to form that then can flick up to the brain and cause a stroke.
Bruce, Joe and I did the stroke risk self-assessment chart yesterday, which is very easy to do. It's on your website and we should be encouraging that. Now, a lot of people think strokes affect older people. This is, age has nothing to do with this. Does it can affect anybody?
It certainly can. There are, unfortunately, little babies who have stroke and teenagers who have stroke and plenty of people in their 20s, 30s and 40s. So a good proportion, I think 25% of stroke occurs in working age people. Obviously, the risk does go up as you get older, but there are things that we need to monitor throughout the life cycle. And obviously, you know, like all cardiovascular health, you know, getting regular exercise and eating well is the basis of it. And then all those other more medical things that I talked about with blood pressure and cholesterol and diabetes.
Sure. Thank you so much, Bruce. I know I did do that stroke risk assessment yesterday at brainfoundation.org.au, and I was surprised to find that I'm on the border of low to moderate risk, largely due to having a glass of wine every day and not exercising as often as perhaps I should. Ooh. So it was a nice reminder, a reset for me, Sel, to go, okay, maybe exercise once or twice more a week and have a few more alcohol-free days a week.
I always think tests like that actually are helpful because they do give us a little bit of a sense check of where we're at. And often we think, oh, you know what, I'm not actually in the category where I'm necessarily a high risk. But, yeah, a great reminder.
Yes, thank you so much, Professor Bruce Campbell, Chair of the Stroke Foundation Clinical Council. You have a great day, Bruce.
Thanks. My pleasure.
And we have asked you to call 131 873. Jane's from Ferntree Gully. As we were just saying, a stroke can hit you at any age, and I believe that you have had a stroke.
Yeah, I'm now 37, and I had one last year in June when I was still 35, nearly 36. We've been doing a renovation on our bathroom on the Saturday, and I felt a little bit off the Saturday night. I went to bed a bit early, and I woke up in the morning just really dizzy, and I thought I was suffering from a bit of vertigo and couldn't get it under control. So we went down to the hospital and they were talking about Meniere's disease or something like that. And all of a sudden I was rushed off to Box Hill Hospital. They detected that I was in the middle of having a stroke and had found a blood clot in my brainstem and were able to hit it with the anti-drugs that can... in the blood,
sure.
And I was saved, but I had a way to go. I was unable to walk properly. I ended up having to do 8 weeks of rehab, and then I was at home for another 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been like 14 months since, and I'm back to being fully functional.
Good on you, James.
It's only because I got there.
Yes.
Early enough.
Well, you didn't ignore the symptoms, James, and that again, it's a wonderful lesson, and thank you for calling. But if you've got something that doesn't seem normal, now at your age, vertigo like that isn't normal. People who have headaches that last for days and days and days, that's not normal. It can often be the sign of something brewing in the background, which is what happened to you. So really important call.
Thank you. Such a wonderful lesson for all of us. Seek medical help quickly.
Don't mess around.
That's right. Thank you so much for your call there, James. Next on the House of Wellness, we'll take more of your calls. Plus, if you're a hay fever sufferer, there is hope of a new treatment. We'll hear all about it next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Joint pain, stiffness or mild osteoarthritis holding you back? Go get moving again with Go Healthy, Go Turmeric, 30,000 plus, one a day from Chemist Warehouse. Each capsule contains 30,000 milligrams of turmeric with high levels of active curcuminoids to help relieve joint inflammation. Go Healthy, Go Turmeric, 30,000 plus, one a day. It's just $24.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio 100ml for just $99.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Overmeter, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We have been speaking about strokes because National Stroke Week kicks off tomorrow. We love hearing from you on 131 873, and Barbara in Boronia has called. Hi there, Barbara.
Hi, good morning. It must be an eastern suburbs thing because I had a young person's thing. I had a hemorrhagic and clot strokes when I was 49 in September last year.
Okay.
I woke up from a nap in the afternoon and I knew what was happening. I couldn't talk properly. Although I could swear really well.
that's an eastern suburbs thing, Barbara.
And I kept thinking, oh, it can't be that bad because I can still swear. But, I went to have a drink and my mouth was uneven, so I couldn't hold it in. And, my arms, I couldn't raise my arms. So
Bruce said.
Yes, it is important that obviously you ring an ambulance. Don't ring your friend because your friend takes you to the local hospital, and the local hospital transfers you to Box Hill because they have a stroke ward there and a stroke nurse, and they have a professor as well, Professor Dewey. So,
Barbara, were you on your own, or did you have someone with you that could help you organise?
No, I had my kids. I had two teenagers.
Okay.
And, I couldn't work the phone, so I said, you have to ring.
Okay.
Amazing.
Well done.
It's so great that you acted so quickly, and nationally there are wonderful hospitals in every city, that all of those hospitals are better options than calling your friends.
Yes,
definitely ring the hospital immediately.
Oh, well, 000, absolutely.
000, yes.
And we're so happy, Barbara, that you have recovered so well, although I'm certain it has been a long journey, which is the case for people who experience a stroke. Keep your calls coming, 131 873. Perhaps you've got an issue with hay fever at the moment because, of course, spring arrives tomorrow and with it hay fever, which can be very debilitating.
It can be, Jo, but there's so many things. And before we came on here, we had a little biology lesson, and I'll summarise it by saying once again.
Yes.
The cells in our nose are like a picket fence, and they're very tight, and they protect us from the allergens that we inhale that cause the symptoms of hay fever. On top of the cells, on those tight junctions, is some mucus. And I know you say I talk about mucus all the time, but we've got to protect that. And we protect it by irrigating it. As we clean our teeth, we clean our nose with isotonic saline.
Mm-hmm.
It is so simple and so fundamental for reducing your risk of hay fever.
Okay, so the device that we use,
which is a little plastic bottle.
It's a little plastic bottle, and then you said, "I have been recommended this by you."
You used it once.
I did only use it once, Sal.
And it didn't work.
How'd you find it?
I will say it was a challenging experience.
Oh, come on.
Because, you're flushing out your nasal passages, you're over the sink. Mm-hmm. But I do understand the theory that this is one way of protecting yourself from the sneezing and the coughing and the itchy nose and all of the symptoms that come because you are inhaling pollen.
Yes. And then the other steps can come into play, but you won't need them to the same extent as if you weren't irrigating. So the irrigation is fundamental. And you also need to avoid the preservative. Preservatives, classic ones, benzalkonium chloride in a lot of nasal products.
Okay.
That has its own issues with causing problems in your nose.
So are there foods that we should avoid? Are there things that are irritants that may actually increase our hay fever at this time of year?
It's generally an external thing, mm-hmm. and I think some people are more prone to it than other people. And I think, as GQ said, and look, you're the one, GQ, who put me on to nasal flushing for my husband, who, of course, is very prone to hay fever. Mm-hmm. And I've got to tell you, he's done a better job than Joe.
Oh, well, because he's more than once. It's quite simple, because he's a bloke, for heaven's sake. He does as he's told.
He does it every day. And we're about a year in, because I think you told me a year ago, and it has helped enormously.
Oh, there you go.
Please. Look, I'm not doubting the fact it would help. I'm just perhaps lazy. I'm not resistant, I'm lazy. Anyway, look, here's interesting news. Researchers at Griffith University in Queensland have developed a new treatment, a drinkable probiotic made of seven different species of bacteria. So basically, the bacteria, when you ingest, sits in our gut, trains our immune system to not be over-responsive to things like pollen and grasses. They are still in early trials, though, I must say. So
that would be exciting if they got that.
And
up.
What
wow.
you said then was the response to the immune system. Mm. If you irrigate your nose, your immune system gets an enormous help and isn't challenged so much. I can't make it any simpler.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Gerald. I do also need to mention, at this time of year, we should be aware that grass pollen season brings an increase in asthma and hay fever, which also brings a chance of thunderstorm asthma, which we know can be very, very dangerous. People with hay fever, especially those who experience wheezing and coughing with their hay fever, can be at risk of thunderstorm asthma. So really need to be aware of that. And doctors recommend staying on top of your hay fever and your asthma in these spring days.
And if the just before the lesson endeth, it is very. If you've got asthma, please control your allergic rhinitis or hay fever symptoms, because they're intimately linked.
Yes. And if you want more information about asthma, check out House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7, where we take a deep dive into asthma and all of the separating, well, we're going to be separating the fact from the fiction on that particular one. Next on the House of Wellness, a lovely natural remedy for you if you're feeling stressed, plus more of your calls. That's next on the House of Wellness.
To Chemist Warehouse, this Father's Day, get Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio 100ml for just $99.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And I must acknowledge that I have been incorrect in saying that tomorrow is the first day of spring. Many people have called to correct me on that.
Thank you for calling.
In my defence, we are in stage four lockdown in Melbourne ESL, and days just and months, and really, it's irrelevant, isn't it?
Is it still 2020? Because I'm not sure. Honestly, it's all a blur.
That's right. So I apologise. Tomorrow is the last day of winter, and then spring begins. Anyway, do give us a call, 131 873, with anything you'd like to share with us, and if you'd like to correct me on anything, you're most welcome. Now, the plant world provides us with a plethora of options when dealing with stress. One that's becoming increasingly popular is the Ayurvedic herb, one of my favourite words, ashwagandha. It's one of a select group of herbs that can help the body's natural ability to deal with stress. To tell us more, we're joined by naturopath Victor Tubella from Thompson's Nutrition. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me this morning.
Now, Victor, what effect does stress have on the body? Because we're all experiencing stress at different times in different ways, but it all sort of manifests itself in our body, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And that's the thing with stress. It comes in so many different forms. So you can have, of course, the emotional stressors. You mentioned before about being in lockdown there in Melbourne. So, you know, the stresses that occur as a result of that can have an impact. There can be also physical stressors such as illness or areas such as injuries or accidents. And of course, there is the economic factors that could occur, such as things like employment issues or bad investments. There are so many different types of stressors. There's occupational stressors too, you know, the area we have to meet deadlines, for example, or make budgets, those sorts of things. So that's the thing with stressors or stress in general. It's all around us, and in many cases, it's very hard to avoid.
What kind of lifestyle things do you think people can do to help manage their stress levels?
Okay, so lifestyle, one of my favourite areas. So, you know, diet always plays a role. I know diet's a wonderful thing that we can always rely on when it comes to physical health, but for stress as well, absolutely. And when you think about the plethora of nutrients that are available in our fruits and vegetables, for example. So one of my favourite minerals is magnesium to help with stress. or the B vitamins that are found in whole grains, for example. But one of the other important factors, of course, is regular exercise. I can't stress enough how important exercise is when it comes to relieving stress. So even just going for that brisk walk, for example, or doing yoga or Tai Chi, something like that, incorporating that into a routine, a daily routine, can certainly play its role in managing stress and the symptoms of stressors.
Victor, if we can just swing back on the topic, which was ashwagandha. I did some reading yesterday afternoon. I ran out of time, but there are 10 different benefits that I can see ashwagandha can bring an individual. But are there any downsides to taking ashwagandha?
This is the great thing, Gerald. In regards to ashwagandha, there really isn't much of a downside. Looking at some of the, obviously there's going to be some concerns about herbs, and we must always be very cautious when it comes to taking herbs, when it comes to areas such as pregnancy as such. But in terms of ashwagandha, one of the wonderful aspects of ashwagandha is that there really isn't any major issues, particularly when it comes to interactions. That's another area as well, interactions with medications, because we do know that there are certain medications that do need to be adhered to on a long-term basis. And the good news is with a herb like ashwagandha, there isn't any particular type of interaction that's been noted. So ashwagandha is such a herb that can be taken on a long-term basis and doesn't seem to have any direct issue when it comes to medications.
And tell us, what benefits can it provide in terms of stress?
The benefits. Okay. So, of course, one of its main actions, ashwagandha, is that it is an adaptogen. And I want to really bring this term up because I feel that this is a term that we should all start to get used to in terms of what sort of substances or nutrients or herbs we can use when it comes to dealing with stress. So an adaptogen is a substance like a herb that can literally help us to adapt, and that's where that adaptation comes from. It's going to allow us to be able to cope with the stressors that we may or may not be aware of. It primes the body. It primes and prepares the body for any stress that could be affecting us. And so, therefore, as with ashwagandha, for me, it's one of my prized adaptogens. So it's all about helping to deal with stress. Another area as well with adaptogens like ashwagandha is that it helps you to conserve energy. And that's what you need in a time of stress, because when you're stressed, sometimes you want to flee or run away from that stress. And so something like an adaptogen like ashwagandha can help us to conserve our energy in terms of when we need that energy the most. And one other area for ashwagandha is that it's also wonderful when it comes to helping with sleep, because with all the tension and anxiety that can relate that can occur as a result of all this stress, the area of sleep can be affected. So, for example, going to bed and lying in bed wanting to sleep, maybe even feeling tired, but not being able to switch off because your mind is racing, your mind is constantly filled with thoughts. And so a herb like ashwagandha can certainly help us in terms of its nervine action to calm down, to relax, and potentially help us to get a good night's sleep.
Absolutely beautiful, Victor. It's exactly what we need right now. Thank you so much. That's ashwagandha, and that was Victor Tubella from Thompson's Nutrition there. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Victor.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Well, of course, give us a call, 131 873. If you have a question for your health, Rose from Hoppers Crossing, good morning.
Oh, good morning, all.
Rose. How can we help?
Firstly, Gerald, I'd just like to thank you for all your wealth of knowledge. I've emailed you several times, and more recently just been taking silica and iron for my skin and nails, and I have no split nails. They're all gone.
Well done.
So that's great. But my son suffers from hay fever, and I listened to the interview, and isotonic saline is what you recommend for the sneezing and everything. But he suffers more badly with his eyes, itchy eyes. So does that help that, or is there something else you'd recommend?
Well, what it does is reduce the allergic response, Rose, but he can use certainly that nasal irrigation each night and morning if he's a sensitive sort of a guy, and I can get Joe to call around to show him how to use that because she's very good.
I've done it once.
There are some outstanding decongestant eye drops that he can use to take the irritation away, but It's all about reducing the symptoms, the response on his body when he's inhaling the allergens. But he can carry the single-use decongestant eye drops with him and use them whenever his eyes are causing a problem.
Oh, thank you so much, Rose, and all the best to your son. Of course, you can always email us at houseofwellness.com.au, and there's an Ask Gerald tab there, which I understand you found, Rose. Anybody can email at any time with your question. We'll be back in just a moment with A to Z of Vitamins with the power-packed Ubiquinol. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Omega-3 found in fish oil maintains general health and well-being, and Nature's Own from Chemist Warehouse offers better value on fish oil than most. Try Nature's Own odourless fish oil 1500 milligram, which now comes in a 500 capsule value pack. It has 50% more omega-3 per capsule compared to standard 1000 milligram fish oil capsules. The range starts at $24.99. Be body smart with Nature's Own fish oil and be price smart when you get it from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio 100ml for just $99.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and Ubiquinol, Gerald, is a word I've heard before, but what is it?
Well, it's a ready-to-use form, Joe, of Coenzyme Q10. Now, we've known about Coenzyme Q10. It's important for heart health and for energy production at cellular level. We've known about that for about 30 or 35 years. This is the ready-to-use form of CoQ10. So if you've been using CoQ10, try Ubiquinol for better effects, better absorption, particularly if you're taking a statin and you're getting leg pains. Here's an option, which we've been using CoQ10 for. But in fact, we can swing across to Ubiquinol. That's the classic difference.
GQ, you got me onto that a couple of years ago for increased energy. Isn't that a big difference?
Yes, because it's energy without effort, Cell. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Go Healthy for superior supplement for healthy energy and vitality. Try New Zealand's number one premium supplement, now available in Australia. Of course, we love hearing from you on 131 873. Sharon in Queensland, good morning.
Hello, Sharon.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're well. How can we help?
The significance of a high pulse rate if your blood pressure has normal readings.
What's your doctor say, Sharon?
I haven't spoken to her yet.
Probably worth having a chat.
You know what he's going to say, Sharon.
It obviously concerns you. So you need to understand what the high heart rate is. Is that normal? Have you had that for all of your life? So don't be surprised if the doctor does a couple of tests and works out. But look, it'll essentially be reassurance because your blood pressure is normal, which is good, and you stay as well as you can. But please, run it past your doctor.
All the best with that, Sharon. Doris in Grayson, good morning.
Hello, Doris.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Thank you for taking my call. Pleasure. You see, I've been with this a long time, on my right ear machine. Okay. Putum, putum, putum. Been for a long, long time with it.
We call it tinnitus, Doris. And have you got a piece of paper there? And I'll give you some letters and some numbers, which is a particular extract of ginkgo biloba. Are you ready to go?
Listen, I used to take that one, but it didn't agree with me.
You didn't?
I got the blood pressure, I got diabetes too.
Yeah. Well, if you look at EGB761, Doris, it's not going to cause a problem with your blood pressure. EGB, E for egg, G for Gerald, B for Betty. 761 comes as an extract available from your pharmacy, and you take only one each morning, Doris.
And, of course, if you have further questions for Gerald, houseofwellness.com.au at the Ask Gerald tab. Thank you so much to all our callers this morning. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
Warehouse. This Father's Day, get Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio 100ml for just $99.99. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's been great to spend the last hour with you here. We've got time for one last quick call. Good morning, Robert in Richmond. We have been talking about hay fever, and you have a solution?
I have the cure.
What is this?
Hang on, I've got an ad playing in my ear.
Oh, well.
But anyway, here's what the solution is.
Yes.
You've got to join Facebook.
Okay.
And then you search your postcode in Facebook and you join that suburban page. You got that one so far?
Yes.
Okay, then you once you're in there, you ask on that suburban page, has anybody have bees regularly?
Uh-huh.
Have they got a beehive? And if they're not far away from you, and you get honey from them, you keep in mind that the bees that they've got have been to the same trees and flowers and all that you've got.
Uh huh. So we need the local honey, the honey from our area, which is apparently going to cure our hay fever cell.
The 2002 study, University of Connecticut, said it, not necessarily.
Well, perhaps it has worked for Robert. Mm. I mean, it's lovely to drink. Yeah. It's lovely to enjoy local honey.
Honey's good for you anyway.
Good point. Especially
that's
on crumpets.
Exactly right. Lovely to spend a morning with you, Sal. You have a great Sunday.
Thank
Gerald,
you,
as always, I will
Happy
speak with
Sunday.
You. Yes, I'll speak with you next week, Gerald.
Bye.
You'll take me to task, Ben, no doubt. As always, thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will speak with you next week.